The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 20th of February, 2018. All the best technology news has happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. And yes, there's actually a little bit of news today. Starting off first with Europe and Facebook, and nobody's happy. In fact, Europe is so pissed off with Facebook, they're about to hit them with a bunch of fines. Now, this all goes back to last week when Facebook was hit with the news of its privacy settings. And, of course, the way it uses personal data. Yeah, your and I's data. Now, you might remember, this is all illegal in Germany. Well, now, Facebook's gone one step further and has been threatened with fines for tracking people through third-party websites now. Meaning that even if you don't have a Facebook account, which chances are you probably do, you will still be tracked. Now, this has to do with Belgium. Yeah, we're all over the place here in Europe. They told Facebook you better delete that data because it'd been illegally collected. The court now has decided to impose a daily fine of 250,000 euros. That's about $310,000 a day. There is a maximum, though, 100 million euros, about $124 million. So no really word yet if Facebook's going to comply. They might have just looked at that and go, yeah, we can afford it. So, you want better internet in the UK? Well, the UK government does. That's why they are looking to God, as in the church. Yes, hallelujah, the UK government and the Church of England have formed a partnership. How are they going to do this? Well, they're going to use the church's buildings and, of course, other properties that the church has to improve mobile broadband and Wi-Fi connectivity for local communities. Meaning that one of these days when you're driving by a church and you look up the cross, it may no longer be just a cross. That might be one holy Wi-Fi hotspot. Or possibly for mobile internet, making it an antenna. Now, of course, the government hopes this partnership will encourage more parishes to consider using church properties to aid digital infrastructure, so this could be felt all throughout the land. The Department of Digital, Culture, Media, and Sports says there's already about 120 cases of broadband and mobile services already in action with cooperation through the church, and are hoping to add even more soon. Windows 7 and 8 devices. Are you using one? First off, my condolences. Secondly, the push notifications that you're getting, you won't be getting them anymore. Yes, as you probably have guessed, Microsoft is going to be ending support for mobile push notifications on its Windows Phone 7 and 8 software coming February 20th. Whoa, thanks for the heads up there, Microsoft. That's today. And no, it's not going to be something that's going to be like, oh, well, I'll kind of get them and then I won't get them. No. It's like, as of right now, you won't get any more notifications. You're also going to lose the live tiles update as well. You know, like when you look at your phone just at a glance and say, oh, well, that's the temperature, or that's the weather, and look, the tile's updating. Well, it ain't gonna update anymore. On top of that, say somebody steals your phone. Mind you, that's probably not possible. It is a Windows phone, but nonetheless, if somebody's desperate, you will not be able to use the Find My Phone feature anymore either. So you'll have to consider your phone is long gone. Which, as much as I know it may hurt, it's probably a blessing in disguise. Time to upgrade. And finally, I don't know how many times and how many times we're going to keep talking about AI on this show. Probably a lot more because it seems to be the wave of the future. Though this kind of AI could actually save lives. Scientists from Google and its health and tech subsidiary have actually found a way to access a person's risk of heart disease by, as you guessed it, using AI. So how does artificial intelligence do this? Well, the AI is actually using your eye. It will analyze scans at the back of a patient's eye. Then the software is able to accurately deduce data, say your age, blood pressure, all by it just sitting there scanning your eyeball. All this information is, processed, and it will predict the risk of suffering a major cardiac event, such as, yes, a heart attack. And according to Google, it's with roughly the same accuracy, if not better, than current leading methods. Now, of course, this is still in trial right now, so we're not going to be seeing it in the doctor's office anytime soon. But hopefully one day on this show, when we talk about AI, we'll be announcing that, yes, it is finally available. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by UK2.net, the source for all of our wonderful shows, the wonderful blog, and the wonderful review section over there for you. Also, on our social media destinations, catch us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. Catch us on Twitter at British Tech. Catch me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But don't forget to catch our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us if you haven't done it already. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Thursday this week. Yep, no Wednesday edition. So we'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a lovely Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.